sunrise and sunset, promise and fulfillment, birth and death. The whole drama of life is written in the sands of time.
We present a new series of radio programs, The Clock.
Would it surprise you if I said I was a rather frivolous fellow?
Well, I am.
Oh, I know your answer. You'll say the family heirloom's been ticking away for 60 years and has never lost a second. But I'm a practical joker in other ways, and I'll prove it. For instance, when it's 12 o'clock noon in New York City, it's 5 p.m. in Paris.
Really?
And when it's 5 p.m. in Paris, everyone in Bombay will insist that it's 10:30. And in Hong Kong, now hold on to your hats, friends. In Hong Kong, it's 1 a.m. of the following day.
Yes, it's 6 p.m. in the Amsterdam while it's midnight in Singapore, and they're having a late breakfast in Mexico City while they're serving dinner in Bucharest.
And it's off to work in Los Angeles while the Cariocas are sipping cocktails in Rio de Janeiro. Rio. Beautiful Rio. The loveliest city in all the world. A city where anything can happen and everything does.
Please. Very dry.
Oh, I speak a little English, madame.
Oh, my friend will be along just a moment.
Yes, madame. You are new in Rio, madame.
Brand new.
You like it?
Oh, it's marvelous. I'm going to Belém tomorrow. What's it like in Belém?
Belém? Oh, Sissi, Belém is on the Amazon River.
Mm, so I've been told.
It is hot in Belém, very hot. Many bugs.
That sounds encouraging. Well, my husband ought to like it. Bugs are his specialty. He's an entomologist.
Como?
An entomologist. He catches bugs. He's also an explorer. And a bore. Now, hurry up with this, Martinez. Don't forget touch, would you?
Yes, madam.
Eva, there you are.
Barry! Where have you been?
I'm so sorry, Emily.
How could you be? We have so little time.
He's leaving?
Tomorrow.
He's taking you with him?
Yes, isn't it frightful? So he's taking me up the Amazon as far as Manaus. Then he's going into the unexplored territory alone.
Manaus. The end of the world. You'll strangle there in the heat.
Two martinis, very dry.
Yeah, thank you. Darling, let's take the drinks over that corner table. There's too many of these people here. Can I stand in here?
Barry, darling, what do we do?
Take care.
I care. How can you be so careless? Ever since we've met, I've thought of no one else in the world. Barry, I've never loved a man the way I love you.
What about Charles?
My husband ought to be an idiot. I can't stand him anymore. You know that.
Yes, yet you're leaving me.
What else can I do? If I insist on staying here, he might become suspicious.
Yes, you're right, of course. We have one other choice.
One other choice?
I'm going to meet you in Manaus.
We can't risk it, Barry.
Why not? I'll arrive there after he's gone. I'll leave before he gets back. If he gets back.
What do you mean? If he gets back.
Do you realize where that fool husband of yours is going? The headwaters of the Amazon is one of the wildest sections on Earth. Malaria doesn't get him. The crocodiles might. And if the crocodiles miss out, there's always these Chavantes.
The Chavantes?
Yes, Indians. You know, they kill the victims in a very original way. They break their backs.
What a revolting idea.
Eve, I'm going with you. And you may be coming back alone with me. Yes, my dear.
Did you get Mrs. Kensington tissue?
Kensington tissue isn't easy to find here in Manaus, 1,000 miles up the Amazon.
Good gravy, isn't it bad enough that I have to sit here in this oven and melt like a lump of butter without you making stupid remarks?
I'm sorry.
Give me a cigarette.
My dear, of course.
When are you leaving?
For the interior.
Yes.
I'll leave Manaus in the morning.
How long will you be gone?
8 weeks. Perhaps longer. All depends.
Isn't it considered to be a very dangerous trip?
Oh, exceedingly.
I'll worry about you.
I've been through this part before, but I'm going even deeper this time. I've been working for over a week on a specially prepared map. I'll be safe as long as I have it with me. Oh, by the way, guess who I ran into this afternoon?
Who, Charles?
That chap we met in Rio 2 months ago, Barry Crandon.
Really?
I happened to be at the waterfront making final preparations for the boat when his plane arrived.
Barry Crandon, I don't seem to remember him too well.
Oh, you must. Handsome chap, very, very polished. The one who told us those amusing stories about the beer.
Oh, yes.
I was curious as to why he happened to come to this part of the country, so I asked him.
What did he say?
He's on a government mission. Something to do with winning over a few of the wilder Indian tribes. He's going into the same general territory that I am, so I invited him along.
I see.
Interesting fellow. I expect I'll be seeing a good deal of him the next few weeks.
Yes, Charles. I'm sure you will. Barry, can we get seen from here?
No, and I made sure we weren't followed.
He's asked you to go with him into the jungle.
Yes, there's no way I could refuse his invitation either. No one goes into the jungle by himself if he can help it. He'll be too suspicious.
What'll we do, darling?
There's only one way out. I'll have to go along with him. But I'll return alone.
Barry!
Do you love me, Eve?
You know I do.
What's that chance?
You mean you're going to...
Who knows the difference? We're ambushed by the Indians. I get away. They'll send a military expedition into the jungle and find them, but they'll find them dead.
I never thought
that... If you don't have the nerve, this is the time to say so. I'll leave when I ask the next plane. We'll never see each other again.
Oh, no, Barry. I couldn't bear it if you did.
It's all there waiting for us. If we have the nerve.
I suppose divorcing him would never be enough.
Darling, divorce. Look, your husband has one thing we need, one thing we haven't got.
Money?
Well, I'd take you as you are, if you could live on what I got, but this ermine wrap of yours may have to go up for auction. We might have...
No, I'm not giving up the money, Barry. That's why I married him. And the things his money can buy are still as important to me as ever.
I'm not asking you to give it up. I'm only asking you to share it with me.
All right, Barry. Your way is the best way. But you're not going to do it alone.
Not alone? What do you mean?
He'll take me with him, if I ask.
Good morning, Charles.
Ah, good morning, Barry.
Is Mrs. Clifford awake yet?
No, she's still asleep, poor thing. This heat is beginning to annoy her.
Well, it's not doing my disposition any good either.
I'll let her sleep as late as she can. We're going to land in a couple of hours, and she'll need all her energy for the trip ahead.
We're going to land?
The native boatmen won't go any further. They're worried about the Indians.
Ah, I don't blame them.
These savages are pretty rough, enough, I understand. You're rather nervy to try to contact me.
Experience with Indians before, Bolivia, Ecuador. That's why they gave me the job, even though I am an American.
Oh, I see.
Charles, have you ever seen a shrunken head?
Yes, once.
Very odd-looking things, aren't they? Fancy going in for a hobby like that.
Well, they don't practice head-shrinking here in Brazil, I once.
No. But the jungle is full of chivantes. They're backbreakers, you know.
Yes, so I've heard.
Yes. I'm familiar with the Indian types, but I don't know as much about the jungle up here as you do.
Well, it's practically impossible to find your way around without a map and a compass.
Yes, that's true.
And if you go too deep, even they won't help you.
All on charter, eh?
Exactly. They say that no one has ever come out of the interior alive.
What's
that? Of course, I didn't expect to go that far in for my specimens.
What makes you risk your life if you bug, Charles?
Oh, you see, I'm a scientist and a bit of an explorer. It's my work. Even though I don't make very much of a living by it.
No, well, when a man inherits money, of course he doesn't.
I say, how did you know I inherited my money?
Didn't you mention it once?
Well, perhaps. I don't remember. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Incidentally, do you only carry one copy of that map, you mean?
Yes.
Well, I wonder if you do me a favor. Could you make me a copy, too?
Oh, I'd like to separate for a while.
I'd like to be able to find my way back.
Well, there's no need for us to separate, but I'll make some copies of the map if you wish.
Oh, thanks.
The boatman will wait for us on the riverbank some 15 miles from here. We'll take enough supplies to last 4 days. Then we can return, replenish our stores, and start out again in another direction.
Oh, that's fine. If and when I manage to make contact with the Indians, let me handle it.
Oh, naturally, old boy.
Good morning.
Good morning? Why, it's nearly noon.
I'm afraid I overslept. Would you give me some coffee, Charles?
I'll have one of the men brew a fresh pot. Excuse me.
No, certainly.
Good crazy. Look at that jungle.
He's landing in an hour or two. He's been pushing through the jungle for a day or so, and...
Don't talk about it. Makes me nervous.
So ridiculous. The fool's giving me a copy of his map. Saves me the trouble of stealing the original. I'll get hold of his compass, of course, afterwards.
I wish you'd get over with
it. It will be very shortly. The boatmen will stay in the river. When we return, we'll tell them we were ambushed and we'll go back to Manila.
How will you kill him?
Well, I can't use a gun. I might find his body. There's only one really safe way. Eve, I'm going to take a point from the Indians and break his back.
Like the hour of day, the years also vary in different parts of the world. It's the second half of the 20th century in New York and London, but in certain parts of Tibet, it may be the middle of the 17th century. And even this is a modern era compared to the jungles of Brazil. For the headwaters of the Amazon is one of the few places in the world where time has never existed. Things remain as they were thousands of years ago, and the life that swarms and crawls over everything provides a fitting symphony to the exhausting and terrifying heat.
To hack our way through from here with machetes, Barry.
You sure you know where we are?
Do you have your map handy?
Yes, right here. Yes. Oh, I'm dry.
Now, we're over here, some 20 miles from the river.
Yes.
By following the map due south from here, we're only a day's march from the boat.
I see. Yeah. Just wanted to make certain we're sticking to our course. Mm.
Charles, when will we stop?
Go on a little farther, Eve. Make camp for the night. I'll go on ahead and you can follow single file, eh?
Barry.
Yes, I have a feeling he's beginning to sense that something's wrong.
For heaven's sake, get it over with. Let's leave this horrible place.
Now, look, I'll have to wait until tonight. He's asleep. Just a few more hours, even more free. Be patient. Time will be right very shortly. How many of those pills did you put in this girl?
Five.
Good, you're keeping quiet.
Barry, go ahead. Do it now. Don't wait any longer.
All right. Right. I'll be back in 5 minutes. By the Indians.
You have the map?
Yes, I forgot the one he gave.
And the compass?
No, it broke when he struggled, Wesley. I've got his gun. The chamber's full of 6 bullets. It's all the ammunition I could find.
Will we need the gun?
No, I doubt it. According to this map here, we can...
What's that, Barry?
I don't know.
It sounds like a drum.
That's what it is, a tom-tom. It's your ante.
Barry!
Come on, we can't wait. Oh. I'll have to risk the jungle at night. Now follow me and hurry.
Barry, that's your father.
Sorry, dear. I'm sorry. Just hold on for a minute. No, I don't hear them.
Neither do I.
Oh, I've lost them. Well, we can rest for a little while.
Oh, heaven. Oh, I'm hungry, Barry.
We can make a fire. May be seen. I tell you what, we'll open some of the canned stuff. You can eat as much as you like. We'll reach the river by nightfall.
Can't we sleep for a while?
No, I'm afraid now we've got to get back to that boat.
No, Barry! What was it?
Terror. With the 2 bullets in the confounded thing.
Oh, it was an Indian.
Honey, I wish you'd hold on to your nerves. You don't have to jump at every blade of grass that moves.
I noticed your hand wasn't any too steady. Oh, look in those cans, Nicky. This week's a cat.
Yes, what I do with it?
With what?
A can out American.
Well, isn't it in the knapsack?
No, it must have been in the other one. I grabbed a few things out of Charles' knapsack in a hurry before we left.
Oh, goodness sake, open those cans.
Well, what's with my teeth?
Oh, don't tell me that the man of the world is completely helpless without a can opener. That's really rich.
Oh, look, stop being funny and give me a shot. I'll chop them open with that.
I haven't got it.
You had it 5 minutes ago.
I must have dropped it when I became frightened.
You must have dropped... Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Barry.
Look at that.
Oh, the machine...
You've got a hand to it. Forget it. Come on, let's get out of here.
Barry. Barry, don't get ahead of me, please.
Come on, hurry.
How much longer do we have to go?
According to the map, we should reach the river inside of 2 hours. Lost those drums, at any rate.
I'm thirsty.
Again?
Crazy, can't I even have a drink of water?
Here. You know, you'd make this trip a little more interesting if you'd stop using these phrases of yours like good gravy all the time. It's getting really tiresome.
Oh, shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
I will tell you to shut up.
Oh, for
shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Look, you idiot, the canteen. Pretty nice work, congratulations.
Didn't mean
to. You didn't mean to. Well, you meant to or not, the water's gone.
But it doesn't matter, does it? We've reached the river in an hour or two.
Look, come on. Let's not waste any more time. Look, get moving.
The river, Barry.
Where?
Over there. Oh.
Not the river. It's just a jungle stream. There's dozens of them around here.
Oh, well, at least we'll have more water.
Get some sense. Do you like a case of typhoid to go with it?
Typhoid?
You can't touch that water. Typhoid. Amoebic dysentery. Those bugs just thrive in these marshes.
Oh. Let's keep going.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
Look at this map.
Is anything wrong?
No. We weren't supposed to run across a stream this size. It's not marked here.
Barry, we haven't lost our way.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. The map is perfect. According to the sun, we're moving in the right direction.
Oh, Barry!
It's a jaguar.
He's in that tree.
Don't move him. Too bad I couldn't get him in one shot. I have 2 bullets left. Come on, we got to get back to the boat.
Time and bullets are running out for Eve and Barry. Only the jungle is timeless, not human life. Listen.
Monkeys, those crazy monkeys. I could strangle them.
Barry, I can't go on. Mr. Henry, I'm
all right, all right. I feel.
You look the way you feel. You look like a washed-out rat.
Really? I wouldn't talk, either you. It's too bad you haven't got a mirror.
What do you mean?
You have the makeup face and the fancy lipstick. You're not exactly a beauty contest winner yourself. Look at you. Look at you. Filthy bargain.
Don't you talk to me like that. Sorry I ever came with you.
Yeah?
I'm sorry I ever laid eyes on you. April, you're April.
What a chump. I turned out of bed. Instead of sitting in a comfortable hotel in Rio, I had to chase all the way up here after you.
You won't have to chase any longer when we get out of this jungle.
The pleasure will be all mine.
There.
There's a stream over there.
Water. Okay, have some water.
Wait. Maybe we can take a chance and boil some. Come on. Water.
Eve?
It's 2 hours ago.
Oh, my
yes, it is. I remember that rock crossers. And look, there are footprints under that.
You've been going around in circles, Barry.
Where's that map? Put it inside the map.
What's that
when I...
What's that?
I don't know. It's like some kind of a diary or something.
Oh, I remember the Charles' logbook.
Look.
groups of help for somebody. Well, we can't stop now. It's a taxi.
Here's the map, Benny.
Iris.
Look at
it. Eve.
What?
Oh, Benny. Oh.
What are you talking about?
Listen. Today, I knew for certain that my wife was in love with Barry Cranston. Upstairs, planning to murder me, I'm not sure.
Barry.
However, I'm making a few claims of my own just in case. If I am killed, I have to follow the map I made for Barry and made certain. Certain map is
next. Oh, no.
They'll find themselves going around in circles. They'll never count the jungle alive. In circles, we can't move the spot. Set and run right into those savages. Crazy steps.
Then we'll run the other way.
No. Deeper into the jungle.
We've got to do something. We can't stay here.
Come to that side, too. Come closer. We're surrounded.
I don't want to die. Maybe I don't want to die.
Before they kill you with the branches. Once I saw a picture brought back from the jungle of a victim. It was the most horrible thing I'd ever seen.
No, Peter, no.
Willis left my gun. You want to share them with me?
No other choice.
No.
All right. Go on, Houston. Get it over with, Houston.
All right. You take that gun. I am. I can't kill myself.
Another
canine. I want to take a shot at those monkeys.
You're crazy. It's gone out of your mind.
Don't worry. Just sit down. Sit down and wait.
Wait.
Very thorough. Oh, it's very thorough. But they'll be here. Don't worry. They'll be here, all right. What are you waiting for? When they come.
Clock will be heard again next week, same time, same station. Lawrence Klee is the author, and you heard Hart McGuire as the clock. As Eve and Barry, you heard Lynn Murphy and Joe McCormick. And as Charles and the bartender, Frank Waters and Al Garcia. The clock is directed by John Saul, a Grace Gibson radio production.